We are back after a solid night last night. We are here with six games on the schedule for tonight. We're here to break down each game on the slate to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Your kind of schedule just continues for the week. Six games on the slate tonight. How you feeling?
Oh, good. I love it. I talked to you last night and told you I wish the NBA was like this every week.
Yeah.
I get tired of the two games on Tuesday, two on Thursday, 12 on Wednesday. This whole slate this week, man, has been awesome.
Yeah, these are the perfect kind of nights. I mean, six, seven, eight-ish games. That's the sweet spot right there.
Yep, I'm liking this.
Yeah. Last night we had, what was last night, eight games? Seven games.
Was it seven games? Yeah, seven last night.
Seven games. Not anything crazy happening. Wizards blew a 15-point lead, lost that game to the Hawks, which is just, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I should say unexpected for the Wizards, but.
We did beat the Hawks last time right there at the end, so I'm sure they were looking for a little revenge.
Yeah, but we had Kevin Durant suddenly get ruled out 15 minutes before his game started from slipping on the court. Apparently, he was in a walking boot last night, so.
I mean, goodness gracious. That's insane. He's constantly getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of non-game injuries are the worst kind.
Yeah, it's I mean, that sucks for Phoenix. Hopefully he's not in it too long. But yeah, that kind of stuff is just crazy.
Yeah, so who knows what will happen there. But besides that, there weren't any crazy performances yesterday. I would say your best was actually Porzingis with, what, 43 points last night?
Yes, love that. I went very heavy on Porzingis. I think I had him in like 17 out of 20 lineups last night. So that worked out fantastic. So love that.
Yeah, I was not as heavy on Porzingis as you were. So that was a great call last night.
Yeah, the more and more I just looked at the matchup, I just liked it even more for Porzingis, so I decided to go a little heavy on him. Luckily, it worked out. Most nights it won't, but I'll take it last night.
Yeah, but I'd say he was the best performance from last night, so not much else to get into. So I think we can just hop into these six games for tonight.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, of course, before we jump into it, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating. Anything and everything is truly appreciated, and let's get on into it. First game on the slate, we have got the Houston Rockets facing the Indiana Pacers. Pacers are 9.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 236.5. Injuries, you got Kevin Porter Jr. out, Aaron Nesmith questionable for the Pacers.
Go ahead, you can start us.
That's fine. Kicking it off with Houston, I'm actually going to go back to Jalen Green here. 6,800 on FanDuel. He's put up 33 or more in his last two games. Played 37 minutes last game, so seems to be getting his minutes bumped back up. You got no Kevin Porter Jr. tonight. He's got a great matchup with that shooting guard spot. Indiana's been bad all season there defensively. I got to imagine his usage rate is just going to go through the roof tonight.
Yeah, but it also wouldn't be surprised either if he starts at point guard.
Oh, yeah, they could totally do that.
Yeah, but it's crazy. They've already changed the lineup. I mean, earlier this morning, they had Deshaun Nix at point guard. Now they already got Jalen Green.
Oh, have they already moved it?
It's Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could
but
see
it's Houston.
Jumping.
Anything can change. Regardless, though, I'm with you. I mean, Jalen Green is 6,400 on DraftKings. I don't mind that price at all. Like you said, no Kevin Porter. So
just to throw back in there, I did find his usage rate. When Kevin Porter Jr. sits, he has a 30.2% usage rate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So 6,400, still don't mind going there tonight against this Indiana team. But, I mean, a lot of these guys for Houston look really good. I mean, I think you could also look at Josh Christopher tonight, $3,200. I think he's going to get a little more run with Porter out. Martin, 5,500. Kenya Martin, still like him here, 5,500 on DraftKings. Got no problem going back there. If something happens, though, and the lineup does change and that Deshaun Nix does get the start tonight. He is minimum price, $3,000 on DraftKings. So if he's in the starting lineup, I definitely don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, he is 4,100 on FanDuel, so that's 600 above minimum price. So don't know that I love him there if he starts, but yeah.
No, I mean, gosh, no.
Just keep an Not eye on much. That starting lineup for tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Houston
I agree.
Tends to do anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't. There's more guys. I mean, Tari Eason.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I still think
Tari Eason.
No, Tari Eason could still be good here tonight. $5,600 on DraftKings. I don't even mind taking some shots tonight at Sengun. He definitely lost a little usage with Kevin Porter and all back, but you got Porter out again here tonight, so the matchup isn't horrible going up against Turner on the other side. So $7,400. I mean, he's actually the last three games he's put up at least 34 fantasy points or more. So $7,400, I still think there's a little wiggle room there.
Yeah, $7,500 on FanDuel, but I mean, he averages 37 fantasy points without Kevin Porter this season, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last five. So with no Kevin Porter Jr., I don't mind rolling him out here.
Yeah.
I mean, and he then, was the guy for those first few games that Kevin Porter was missing. You were rolling out Sengun every night.
Oh, he was balling those first few games that Porter was out. I'm hoping maybe you get that same guy again here tonight, but we'll see.
Anyone else for Houston?
I mean, Jayshon Tate, he could be putting a starting lineup here tonight. Yeah. He's $4,100. So there's just a lot of cheap guys here. It's definitely I want to wait and see kind of what the starting lineup looks like, but I'm going to be rotating these guys in and out of a lot of lineups.
Yeah, definitely. Last guy that you did happen to miss on, Jabari Smith Jr. At $5,300. Don't even mind taking some shots on him. He, like I said, $5,300, that power forward spot for Indiana. Hasn't been too good all season. They've been a little better over the last seven, but no Kevin Porter Jr. tonight. Jabari Smith could very well be the number two option.
Yeah, he could. He's definitely been down as of late. But
He's a weird player.
He is a weird player. I mean, he could go out there, though, and still get one of those 30-point fantasy nights. So, no, I don't mind taking some shots. Like I said, this whole team looks pretty good. Just I would like to see that starting lineup when it comes out.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to do it for Houston then. So jumping to Indiana, who are you liking on this side?
I was very heavy on Halliburton in the last matchup against Philadelphia, and it worked out fantastic. He put up 73 fantasy points. I think he was the highest scorer that night. But he did get bumped up $600. He's $9,800. I still don't mind taking shots at him, though, if he's under 10K. Here again, I mean, you see his ceiling. He's been completely dominating here lately. So $9,800, got a good matchup here going against this Houston team. I don't mind running him back out there, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year. And these games that are close, just like the last Philadelphia game, played 37 minutes, 35 minutes. So he's definitely playing mid-30s, upper-30s in closer games.
Yeah, he is $10,200 on FanDuel. But you know that point guard spot, that matchup is always good no matter who's starting there for Houston. And over his last five, averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute. I think that is the second highest of any player on the slate tonight over the last five games.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're getting him still on DraftKings under 10K, so I don't mind going back there.
Yeah, don't even mind him on FanDuel, but he was, honestly, some of these guys were a little too high for me on FanDuel.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that are still good price. Aaron Nesmith is still questionable tonight. I think if he doesn't play, I still don't mind going back and take some shots at Jordan Nwora. He's $4,100 on DraftKings. You can play him small forward, power forward. So definitely don't mind that. I think there's still a little interest. It's a good matchup for Miles Turner here tonight, $7,800. I think you could still look there a little bit. And
yeah,
I'd love to tell you to take some shots at Jalen Smith, but this guy just, he plays, he doesn't play. He plays, he doesn't play.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know what's happening there.
I mean, he played the last game because basically Miles Turner fouled out in 17 minutes against Joel Embiid. But yeah, I just don't know why they won't give this guy any run. But, I mean, it is against Houston. If you think Indiana takes this game and maybe Jalen Smith gets some backup run, I don't know. But other than that, that's really all I had.
Yeah, wasn't too much for me. The only other guy that I really have any interest in at all might be Buddy Hield at $6,200 on FanDuel. Just don't think that's a bad price for him. He's still shooting the ball a good amount.
Yeah, I'm with you. Same price on DraftKings. So, no, I mean, this is a fantastic matchup against this Houston team. So,
yeah.
I mean, I definitely want to look at some of these guys. Benedict Mathurin, too, $5,100. I know he's been a little up and down here lately, but he's playing good minutes, played over 30 minutes in the last two. So another guy at that price tag, I don't mind taking some shots at.
Yeah, I like it.
That is it, though. Yep.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the Charlotte Hornets facing the Detroit Pistons. Hornets are 4-point favorites with an over-under total of 225. Thought that would have been higher for this game. Injuries, yeah, you got Cody Martin out, Jalen Duren, Killian Hayes probable, Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Hamidou Diallo, Isaiah Stewart out.
Go ahead, kick us off.
That's cool. Kicking it off with Charlotte, I'm looking at Rozier and Oubre here once again. Rozier, 8,200 on FanDuel, Kelly Oubre, 8,000. They just flip-flopped them back and forth. I think it was just the other way around the other day, but both of them are still shooting the ball a crap ton. I mean, Rozier just put up over 40 in the last game on 22 shot attempts. Kelly Oubre himself had almost 40 and 17 shot attempts. So, I mean, these guys are just doing whatever they want out there, and they got good matchups tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you on both of them. The difference on DraftKings, Oubre is 7,500 and Rozier is 8,200. So I don't mind taking a little bit of the savings on Oubre. I mean, over his last five, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. So $7,500, and he's playing big minutes here, over 35 minutes in the last four games, I think. So absolutely don't mind going there here tonight against this Detroit team.
Yeah, but besides that, the only other guy I was looking at was Mark Williams, just because they finally bumped his price down a little bit, $5,500 on FanDuel. I know he had a bad game last game, but put up almost 30 in the game before that against Brooklyn. So now that he's 5,500 on FanDuel, don't mind looking at him either.
Nope, I don't mind it either. He's 6K on DraftKings, but he was 6,300 a few games ago. So he's come down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, other than the New York game, which that's a tough matchup, he gets definitely an easier matchup here. I don't mind going back to him either at 6K.
Yeah, but that was really it for me for Charlotte.
Yeah, last guy I'll hit on, though, too, is just for the cheaper price tag. If you're looking for a little bit cheaper point guard, I still don't mind running out some Dennis Smith Jr., $4,700 here. He even dropped $200. But had a bad game last game against New York. But before that, man, he's been playing fantastic coming off the bench. So, like I said, you got no LaMelo. I think Dennis Smith is good to go with his minutes, at least, you know, mid-20s. So I don't mind running him out there at $4,700.
Yeah, he is. He's $6,200 on FanDuel.
Going.
Yeah, they bumped him.
Yeah, don't like that as much.
Yeah, that gonna do it for Charlotte?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, jumping to Detroit then. I'll kickstart us on this one too. I'm looking at Jalen Duren here. He's probable for tonight. I don't know if he'll start or not, but I would think he would. I mean, he should be the starter. He's been great all season. You know that center spot against Charlotte, good matchup tonight. $5,300 on FanDuel, which I just think is a great price for him tonight. I mean, compared to Wiseman, is almost 7K. Duren down here, $5,300. As long as he starts, I really like that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the heck they do here. Because, I mean, the whole point was they brought Wiseman in and they kept saying he's going to be our starter. But they make it sound like Duren could be back starting tonight. So I don't know what they're going to do. I'm with you, though. I mean, if Duren does start, he's only 5K on DraftKings. I don't mind taking some shots. Wiseman's 5,700. But whoever starts in this matchup, I mean, I do have interest in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with how good Jalen Duren's been all season for Detroit, he should be the starter.
I agree. I think he should be, too. And like I said, if he does start, I don't mind taking some shots at that.
Yeah, but I kind of had some interest in Bagley tonight, but He is 6K. I think he was just like 6,700 on FanDuel. So with the price reduction, not as bad. So don't mind taking some shots on him either.
Yeah, he's $6,800 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. I mean, it's sad to say $6,800. That's a hefty price tag, but this is a fantastic matchup here against his Charlotte team, especially the power forward spot. So I mean, I do think the price increase, which it's drastic. I mean, he got bumped up, what, I think $1,300 on DraftKings. So I don't think anybody's really going to go to him. I still think there's a little room there, though, for some value. So I might play him just because of the matchup alone. But I can understand if you want to get off of him at that price tag. But one other guy, though. You look like you're pretty much going to, I mean, Diallo may not play the rest of the year, but
yeah,
with him
like
being out, Isaiah Livers, he's $4,600. He did get a price increase too, but I mean, he's playing huge minutes, 37 in the last game, 39 before that. Not a great fantasy producer. I mean, only 0.6 fantasy points per minute over the last two. But I mean, if you're talking about a guy who's going to be playing almost 40 minutes, I think I still have a little bit of interest at 4,600.
Yeah, he is 4,200 on FanDuel. So definitely like him at that
price. Yeah. I mean, just for minutes alone, it's kind of like the whole Thibault thing. They're not great fantasy producers, but when you give them that kind of minutes, and you can play him small forward, power forward. So if I fall on at $4,600, I don't mind it.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that at all. But that was about it for me. There were a couple guys I was looking at from last night, but they wasted no time bumping some of these guys on FanDuel.
Any love for Killian Hayes?
I was looking at him at 6,300 because, I mean, I'm sure
forget that. He's 5,400 on DraftKings.
Is he really?
Yeah, because I actually really like him at $5,400.
Yeah, I was looking at him, 6,300, but that might be a bit too much for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a little pricier than I like. But the $5,400, as long as he's playing tonight and starting, I kind of don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, definitely just got to keep an eye on the starting lineup, because now that you got Duren, Wiseman, Bagley, all those guys in the mix, just got to keep an eye out on what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Ivey's been bumped up to 6,900. I loved it when you didn't have Hayes in the lineup.
If Hayes were out, that'd be great.
But yeah, with Hayes back, I don't know that I want to pay almost 7K for Jaden Ivey here, although he's been fantastic on the last couple games.
He has, but I mean, they have had
no Hayes. Right, exactly. He's had to do everything, so.
Yeah, but I think that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping into the next. We have got the Utah Jazz facing the Orlando Magic. Magic are 3-point favorites with an over-under total of 233.5. Injuries, you got Jordan Clarkson, Walker Kessler, questionable, Colin Sexton out. Admiral Schofield is probable. Wendell Carter Jr. out. These are the kind of fantasy games you love right here, these first three.
Yeah, problem is I just don't know what to talk about for the Utah team until I find out who's in and who's out, because Clarkson and Kessler make a huge difference. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's pretty big questionables.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you go from here. I do think Olynyk, regardless, at 6K, you can look at here tonight at the power forward spot. I mean, because if Kessler does sit, odds are he'll start back at center again, which is, you know, definitely more chance for rebound, stuff like that. So I don't mind him at the 6K.
You're talking about Olynyk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You were talking about him going in at center.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say
if you happen to get Kessler being back playing.
No. I was saying if Kessler's still out, I gotta imagine Olynyk starts at center again, so which makes me really like him. But
yeah, especially being matched up with Mo Wagner.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. I think it's just a big what if, because if Kessler comes back, that's out the window. And I mean, you get Clarkson back, you're gonna lose a lot of usage for some of these backup guys.
Yeah, so it's definitely tough to talk about, but Olynyk, I do like him, honestly, regardless, because you know he's going to start no matter what happens with Walker Kessler. I also don't mind looking at Akbaji here. I know he is a very hit-or-miss fantasy player, put up 8 in the last game, 24 in the game before, but before these last few games, he was on a streak of 20-plus in 3 straight games. Got a really good matchup tonight at that shooting guard spot, because I got to imagine whoever's at that point guard spot, that's who Gary Harris is going to be dealing with.
Yeah, probably. I don't mind no Akbaji either. He's $3,900 on DraftKings. So regardless of who's in, who's out, I do think you can look that way as a, you know, cheaper. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. So don't mind that at $3,900.
Yeah, and I do have a couple cheap guys here to look at. This one is just if Walker Kessler sits. You got Damian Jones down here. Has been picking up some good minutes as of late, 23, 13, and 20 in his last 3 games. Have to imagine if Walker Kessler sits, he's going to get those kind of minutes again. So he's minimum price. So if Walker Kessler sits, you got a minimum price center and Damian Jones down here.
Yeah, don't mind that at all either.
Yeah. And
but
then,
I mean, I really liked Chris Dunn on the last
slate.
That
was
slate,
the last guy I was looking
you
at.
Know, yeah, they bumped him up from $4,800 to $5,700 on DraftKings. So, I mean, unless Clarkson's out, I don't know that I have interest in Dunn if Clarkson's back.
Yeah, if Clarkson's out, I'll definitely go to Chris Dunn. I mean, he's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last 5.
If Clarkson's out, I still take some shots at that 5,700. But yeah, like I said, if Clarkson's back, I don't know that I'm gonna go there at price
it's
increase.
Definitely a little more for if he's a backup point guard tonight.
Right. Yeah.
But I think that's honestly gonna do it for me. They bumped Markkanen after last night, or the night before.
They did. They bumped him up. To $9,600.
Yeah, he was looking good on FanDuel under $9,000.
Actually, he's actually the same price. Yeah, he's still 96. But yeah, I mean, it's marketing. This he could go out here. You know, in the one game this year, he put up 51 fantasy points against Orlando, which definitely will beat his price. But I don't know. If Clarkson's out, I definitely think he's going to take more shot attempts. So yeah, maybe look his way if Clarkson's out. But if Clarkson's back, I don't know that I'll have a whole lot.
Yeah, that's probably the way I'm feeling with Lauri Markkanen tonight. Just want to double check.
That's all I had, though.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me. He does have almost a 30% usage rate when Clarkson sits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't mind going there if Clarkson's out. That's why I said I feel like a lot of this is going to come down to what happens to Clarkson and Kessler.
Yeah, you're right, because Clarkson himself, he takes a ton of shots.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of usage that you're losing. Yeah, if Clarkson's out again.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on the Jordan Clarkson and Walker Kessler news, because that a lot changes with those.
Yeah, and last guy, just in case Clarkson does sit, I do think at 6,500, you can still look at Talen Horton-Tucker.
Yeah.
If Clarkson's out, if Clarkson's back in, I don't know that I have a whole lot of interest at that price either, but if Clarkson's out, I don't mind going there.
Yeah, I agree. Because if Talen Horton-Tucker is usually the one who gets the start over Chris Dunn anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, unless you get Kessler and Clarkson out, then the both of them will probably start.
Right.
Actually, that's not true because they started Fontecchio the other night.
Yeah, because didn't Dunn still come off the bench?
Yeah, he did. Simone Fontecchio started the other night against Dallas, played 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Put up 10 points.
You're right. This is another good game, but it's just there's two important pieces we need to wait to find out about.
Yep. So just keep an eye on all that. But we can jump to Orlando now. Go ahead and get the obvious one out the way. Mo Wagner is still only 4,400 on FanDuel. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. He's put up 35, 28, and 28 in his last three games. One of those was even in 16 minutes. The last one was in 20 minutes against Milwaukee. No Wendell Carter Jr. tonight, already ruled out, 4,400. Mo Wagner is just a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, he got a major $1,600 price increase on DraftKings up to 5,500.
Dang on.
So, I still don't mind it, though, if he's your starting center. But one other guy that I will hit on is Goga Bitadze. I definitely think you can still – oh, did you like him?
Yeah, I thought that could be my great sneaky play for the night.
Yeah, I mean, he's $3,800 on DraftKings. He played 20 minutes in that last game, put up 27 fantasy points. So I do think there's room you're probably going to have Wagner playing because Carter Jr. is still out. So I do think if you're just looking for a cheap punt play at center, $3,800 Goga Bitadze, I think he's kind of worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what happened. I know he had three fouls, but Mo Wagner only played 21 minutes last game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you had Goga play 20. So
played 20, put up 27.
Dude's a good he's a good fantasy producer when he gets those minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I would think they're gonna look to him again as the backup center tonight, so definitely like him. I had him written down.
Yeah, definitely. So
but
go ahead, you can hit some more.
All right, besides the centers, I mean, Mo Wagner at 4,400 still just, I don't know why he's the guy they won't raise his price.
Well, that's what I said, even at 5,500, I still don't mind it.
Yeah, the only other guy I was really looking at here, because some of these, I liked the point guard spot tonight, but FanDuel has overpriced them way too much. So I'm actually looking at Paolo Banchero at 7,800, which you could think is a little much for him, but he has put up 38 and 49 in two of his last three games. Got a good, really good matchup with that power forward spot tonight, especially if it's Olenek starting on the other side at power forward if Kessler plays. So don't mind taking some shots on Banchero tonight.
Don't mind that either. A few other guys here I also didn't mind taking for Orlando is I don't mind taking some shots at Markelle Fultz, $6,400. His price is starting to creep up there a little bit, but I still don't mind it some. Cole Anthony, he definitely also got a price increase of $900, 5,300. And the one good thing about the last game, I did play a lot of him, but you also didn't have Gary Harris.
Yeah.
So you do get Gary Harris back, so it takes a little shine off Cole Anthony here. I still don't mind maybe rolling out some Jalen Suggs. He's still at $4,300, so don't mind taking a few shots there. And honestly, I don't know if you're feeling lucky, you could always roll out some Gary Harris. I mean, he's $3,200, almost minimum price on DraftKings.
Yeah, these guys are way more priced up on FanDuel, especially with Gary Harris back. I'm not loving the point guards tonight.
Yeah. I'm with you, too.
Like
some of them
DraftKings
are definitely
prices.
A little priced here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you just want to take some shots, I know Gary Harris is not a good fantasy producer, but $3,200, you can play him shooting guard, small forward. That's not horrible.
No, that's not bad at all. I mean, he's $4,500 on FanDuel. That is
not worth it
at all.
No. I wouldn't probably go there on FanDuel.
His ceiling's only like 25.
Yeah, but gosh, I'll take
on DraftKings at $3,200, that's tremendous. But on FanDuel, that's not great.
Yeah, and I mean, he can absolutely have those games. He seems to show up about once every 2 weeks. So the one good thing is he hasn't really shown up since February 23rd. So maybe tonight could be the night.
Yeah, definitely. $3,200, I'm easily willing to take some shots on him on DraftKings.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's it for me for Orlando. So if you got anyone else.
Nope. I think that was everybody.
All right, jumping into the next game on the slate, we have got the Golden State Warriors facing the Memphis Grizzlies. Warriors are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 235.5. Injuries, you have got Jonathan Kuminga, Kevon Looney, Andre Iguodala probable, Gary Payton, Andrew Wiggins out, Jake LaRavia questionable for Memphis, Steven Adams, Ja Morant out.
I will say, man, I went a little heavy on Steph in the last game, and it worked out.
Yeah, he played good.
Heck yeah, 35 minutes, 60 fantasy points. He seems to love playing OKC. So just remember that this year if they play him again. So, I mean, he's 10-5 now. He did get a price increase, but his minutes are back. I mean, Steph's back. So if you want to go there tonight, I got no problem, you know, rolling him out here tonight. But I kind of like a little more of this front court for Golden State. Draymond, $6,300. I really like that price tag here tonight going against this Memphis front court. So don't mind that at all. And honestly.
Yeah, and have you seen him and Dylan Brooks going at it?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I have.
Draymond's got to back that up tonight.
I know. I actually kind of want to watch this game just because of all that crap.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you, man, one of my favorite kind of plays here tonight is Kevon Looney. If he starts 5K on DraftKings, this is a fantastic matchup. Ever since Steven Adams has been out of the starting lineup for Memphis centers, basically the matchup against has been fantastic. So if Looney's in the starting lineup tonight at 5K, I'm definitely willing to go there.
Yeah, if he doesn't start though, I will say that only makes Draymond's matchup better.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, if Draymond, I mean, I like him regardless, but if Draymond's starting a center, yeah, I'm all in on Draymond too. So, and I even see, well, Kuminga's, it says questionable.
I think he's probable.
So doesn't look like that'll be an issue. But Kuminga, $5,200. If something happens though and Looney's not playing and it's Draymond and Kuminga again, I also think you could look at Kuminga at that $5,200 price tag too if he's in the starting lineup.
Yeah, definitely agree. But besides that, the only other guy that I will talk about, just because I like him for his price, is Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, even with Steph back, he's played 33 and 37 minutes in his last two, and he's put up 30-plus in both of those.
So
6K, I don't mind rolling out DiVincenzo with him still. Looks like he's keeping that starting job.
Yeah, he was the other guy I liked here. Yeah, I mean, he's 58 on DraftKings. That's another guy. Don't mind going there at all.
Yeah,
don't
you
think,
though? Consistent.
I mean, you got Tillman and Jackson Jr. I feel like this would be a Looney matchup.
Yeah, I feel like they could go small.
Oh, no.
If I'm not mistaken, Tillman is 6'7".
Never mind.
That's Draymond height.
I thought he was like 6'9".
I will say Jaren Jackson, I think, is like 6'11".
Yeah, Jaren Jackson's big.
He's 6'10".
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like they almost don't even care. Well, the Draymond's actually 6'6".
Yeah, I don't think they care either, honestly. It's literally just if you see Looney in the starting lineup, I don't mind him at 5K. If he's not in the starting lineup, I don't know that I'll
just
because,
he only got 11 minutes in the last game.
Well, I know he's
They basically limited him to those 11
minutes. Yeah, because I know he had some kind of back issue, but I don't know if it was just that or it was more of kind of, hey, let's just kind of give him a night off.
Yeah.
Because he plays nonstop.
No, he does, but definitely keep an eye out on that starting lineup.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, whoever starts that power forward center spot, I like both of them. So just see what starting lineup comes out as.
Yep. That it for Golden State?
Yep.
All right, jumping to Memphis then. I'm going to go ahead and go with Dylan Brooks. You got him at 5,000 here on FanDuel. He somehow sucked again last game against the Lakers. But, I mean, I'm just going to keep rolling him out here. You got no Ja Morant still.
No, I'm with you. I mean, he's 4,800 on DraftKings, so I'm still willing to take some shots. He's just been so bad.
Yeah, I mean, but I had the stats written down here. What did I say last podcast? He averages 32 fantasy points without Ja Morant and has a 29% usage rate, so I'm just going to keep trusting that and keep rolling him out.
Yeah, and then he went out and put up 17 fantasy points.
He did, but he's got to show up against Draymond tonight if you're going to be talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a little bit of foul trouble in that last game against LAL. He had 5 personal fouls in that game, so I definitely think that had something to do with his minutes being down a little bit. So, yeah. I don't mind going there at $4,800 and just, giving it a shot. But what's Tyus Jones on DraftKings?
75.
I mean, on FanDuel. 75, yeah. He's 67 on DraftKings. I don't think I do either. He went from 4,900 to 6,700, but in a way I kind of like it because everybody and their brother was playing him at that price.
Yeah.
Now it really makes you stop and think, do I want to go there? But this guy did just put up 61 fantasy points against LAC 2 games ago. So you know the ceiling he has when Ja's out of the lineup. So at 6,700, I still don't think I'm with you. I don't think I mind it.
Yeah, I don't either. Plus hopefully his ownership will be down with that kind of salary now.
Well, I definitely think it's going to take a hit. I mean, a price increase like that, he's going to go down some.
Oh, heck yeah. Another guy that I do really like here tonight is Xavier Tillman. He seems to be the real deal at this point. Plus, they just announced that Steven Adams is going to be out for at least 4 more weeks. You got Brandon Clark still done for the season. So Tillman is the guy down there at center. And, I mean, that the way he's playing, I got to keep riding with him. 6K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's 5,900, and I'm all in, too. The great matchup here, and I'm with you. I mean, Clark's gone. Adams is gone. He's the main guy here, and they're letting him play, giving him the minutes. So $5,900, I absolutely don't mind going there. You can always take some shots at Aldama if you think. I mean, he did play 26 minutes in the last game, put up 22 fantasy points. So, I mean, there's a little bit of room there.
What's
he's had
price?
A couple. He's 4,400 on DraftKings.
Yeah, see, the problem is he's only $700 off Tillman on FanDuel.
So
you got him at $1,500 off Tillman on DraftKings.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. I'm willing to take a few shots. I mean, when he gets these kind of minutes, if he pulls like 26 minutes, I mean, he's had some decent games in the past when he plays those kind of minutes. So it's just a shot in the dark. You can play him at the power forward spot. So if you just need someone a little cheaper and you land on him, might not be too bad.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind, especially if he's playing those kind of minutes.
Yeah, and the last guy I will hit on, because he's still getting some minutes, is Luke Kennard. $3,400 on DraftKings. I've actually been playing him the last 2 matchups, and he's been doing pretty good. A little over 21 against LAL, and he put up 27 against LAC. So, like I said, I know you had no Dylan Brooks in the LAC game, but still played 19 minutes in the last game. Before that, he was still averaging about 20. So $3,400, he's a shooter. I mean, if he gets out there and starts knocking them down, he'll beat that price tag. But, gosh, in the last game, he still only took 4 field goal attempts, made 1. But he had 7 rebounds, 5 assists.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah, so $3,400, man. I'm willing to take some shots there.
Yeah, that's a great price for Kennard. FanDuel definitely bumped him up to $4,500. I mean, he was closer to minimum price before Ja went out, but $4,500 is a little bit much.
Yeah,
love that DraftKings price, though.
Yeah, so do I.
That, though, is going to do it for me for Memphis. Did you have any interest in Bane tonight?
He's 8K on DraftKings, but I do still think there's some room there. to beat that price. I mean, it's Desmond Bane with no Ja Morant. Had a crappy game, shot horrible, put up 14 shot attempts, made, what, three in the last game. So I'm just calling that a bad game. I mean, before that, he put up almost 48 fantasy points against LAC, shoot 22 shot attempts took. So I'm willing to go back there. 8K, I mean, you know, you're probably going to want him to get over 40 here, but it is a good matchup here against the Golden State team, so he can do it.
Yeah, just figured we should hit on Bane since he's the big one.
What's he on? So what's his price on FanDuel?
He's 8,600, so it's not terrible.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the usage is there, so I don't mind going back to him.
Jaren Jackson's the last guy. Any interest in him?
Not as much tonight. He's $8,600 on DraftKings. So yeah, his price just keeps rising. He just went from 7,900 to 8,600. So that takes the appeal. The problem is his foul trouble, man. I mean, the last two, he's had five personal fouls. He still has managed to stay in the game. He played 31 last game, 35 before that. I mean, but even putting up 43 fantasy points in his last, 42 and one before that, he's still not really paying off his price tag.
Yeah.
I mean, it was different when he was under 8K. Right, and that's the thing. Before this, he was 7,900 or under. So now, though, I don't know that I like it as much, which means he'll probably put up 55 fantasy points tonight.
He'll go off tonight.
Uh-huh.
He could have Draymond down there baiting him to try to get him in some foul trouble.
Well, in two games this year against Golden State, he's averaged 22.3 fantasy points. Yeah, so it does. That's what I'm saying.
He averages 5.5 fouls in those two games.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond is a guy that can get under your skin. For somebody like Jaren Jackson, right, it can happen. So I don't know. I may stay away from it. I mean, if I have $8,600 left over, I'll play him, but I'm not going to be seeking him out as much tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Was there something else you were going to say before I jumped to Jaren Jackson?
No, I don't think so.
So is that it for Memphis?
I think that's it. Yep, that's it.
Jumping into the next, we have got what might actually be the most important game on the slate tonight. Now, you got the Brooklyn Nets.
You mean the game that just screws up the whole slate?
The game that destroyed the entire slate.
Yeah.
You have got the Brooklyn Nets facing the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are 12-point favorites with an over-under total of 233.5. You'll hear why in a second, because injuries, we have got Spencer Dinwiddie, Nick Claxton, Cam Johnson, Royce O'Neal, Ben Simmons all out for the Nets. Milwaukee, you got Giannis, Jay Crowder, Drew Holiday, all probable. Goran Dragic, Wesley Matthews, out.
I get sick of this crap, man. Everybody always rests against Milwaukee. Are you just afraid to get beat? I don't get it.
I really wasn't expecting Brooklyn to be a team that rests their guys.
Yeah, it's asinine.
I guess they are on a back-to-back, but I don't really know. Like
yeah,
I said, they're not even like their old guys.
Yeah, I just feel like when it comes to Milwaukee, people are like, oh, you know what? We're going to lose, so just rest anyway.
It is funny. A lot of guys do rest against Milwaukee.
Yeah, like Washington played Milwaukee a couple games back. And remember, Kuzma didn't play, and I was like, well, of course, we're playing Milwaukee and we're not full strength. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's always a thing when it comes to Milwaukee games. The other team is like, well, we'll rest a couple players for this game. So
yeah, that is funny now.
Just
that
play
I think
the
about
damn
it.
Game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and kickstart us on this one, though.
Yeah, go for it.
This one's easy. Edmund Sumner hasn't played in like the last 10 games, 12 games or something, but there's a very high chance he jumps in tonight and is the starting point guard. So I'm looking at him down here at 3,800. That's too cheap. Probably going to play a crap ton of minutes tonight. I mean, you've seen a lot of times when these guys are out, even before they got all these new guys, he was the guy who was jumping in starting at point guard. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I would think he gets thrown in too. He's 36 on DraftKings, so I mean,
I can't even think of, unless you're starting Patty Mills or Seth Curry at that point guard spot, then.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that you're just going to not play him at all, but it is weird. I mean, he has not played since February 7th.
I guess, though, you've had, now that you've had Dinwiddie.
It's just crazy, man. They don't give him any minutes.
Dinwiddie, you got Seth Curry back there. Then you got Bridges starting at shooting guard. You got Cam Thomas behind him. Joe Harris. I mean, there's a lot of guys who they got to give minutes to.
Yeah.
But you got half those guys out tonight, so.
Yeah. Patty Mills did play, though, March 1st. So
5 minutes.
I don't know. But I'm with you. I think Edmund Sumner, if he's in the starting lineup, he's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
$3,600. I mean, Cam Thomas. I mean, this is just crazy. Cam Thomas is $4,600. I think he's going to be an amazing play here tonight. Yeah, I mean, one would think even if he's coming off the bench, I still think he comes out here and gets at least upper 20s in minutes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Any love for Seth?
Yeah, I was actually looking at him. He's 4,200 on FanDuel, so I don't think that's a bad price either. I have to imagine
he's
plays good minutes.
He's 3,500 on DraftKings.
That's very nice. I mean, even with the guys in, he's played 21, 16, 13, 23 minutes in his last four.
So, yeah, I mean,
he could very well get the start at point guard.
Yeah, it stinks because a lot of those games have been complete blowouts where he's getting the run. But I would think tonight, man, he gets some runs. So 3,500, I'm willing to take some shots.
Yeah. I'm also looking at the center spot down here. You got Nick Claxton out for tonight. So I'm looking at Nerlens Noel. He is 3,800, played 17 minutes in the last game, only put up 6 fantasy points, but no Nick Claxton. Maybe they start Sharp. They possibly could, but part of me thinks they'll start Nerlens Noel tonight. But regardless of 3,800, I think you can look to him.
Yeah, and we talked before the podcast. Yeah, whoever starts at this center spot, definitely go for him. I mean, I really think you could take shots on either one. Nerlens Noel's 3,300 on DraftKings. He averages 0.8 fantasy points per minute this year. But Da'Ron Sharpe's minimum price, 3K, averaging a fantasy point per minute. So I don't know. I definitely think it matters who starts here tonight. But I really don't mind taking some shots at Da'Ron Sharpe either. I mean, even if he comes off the bench at 3K, if this guy can go out there and play 20, 22 minutes, I mean, he's beating that price tag.
Yeah. Definitely. He's 4,400 on FanDuel. Plus, you can play him at power forward, so don't mind taking some shots on him either.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, definitely just see who's in that starting lineup and kind of go from there.
Yeah, that's a lot of what it comes down to for Brooklyn.
All right, so any love for Bridges?
He is up to 9,000 on FanDuel, but I mean, that usage rate tonight is going to be through the roof. He's already been playing incredibly. I mean, he's put up 46, 49, and 57 in his last three games. He has put up,
yeah.
I mean, he's put up 40 plus in almost every game with Brooklyn so far, except
well,
a couple.
They played back February on the 28th of February, and in 37 minutes, he put up 46 fantasy points against Milwaukee.
Yeah, so, right there. But
he's 8,500 on DraftKings. And yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you. Just the usage, everything. Hopefully this game can stay semi-close
that
without some of these starters.
Factor.
But we also talked about it too earlier. I mean, earlier this year when you had like Cam Thomas starting and Ebden Sumner, these guys were actually balling and they were keeping games close, if not winning, against some pretty good teams.
Yeah.
So, and you still got McCall Bridges. You still got Dorial Finney-Smith in there. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers this game can stay close. And if it can, if it does, you know, I don't mind McCall Bridges at 8,500.
No, I'd love to see this stay a close game tonight.
Yeah, gosh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, so 9,000 for McCall Bridges. He is someone I just said on the last podcast. He's someone that I'll just play every night with the way he's been playing. So we'll definitely have some shares of McCall Bridges tonight.
Yeah, he's hot. Dorial Finney-Smith, 4,200. I do still think it looks like he's going to still be playing out there tonight. So don't mind throwing him out there in a few lineups either.
Yeah, 5,600. Don't love him tonight.
Yeah, definitely a little more pricey there. So, but the guys like Ebden Sumner and Cam Thomas and stuff, I know I have a hard time saying Sumner's name for some reason, but I feel like these guys, blowout or non-blowout, they're going to be out there. So,
oh,
I
yeah, those guys are definitely blowout proof.
Yeah, agreed. So, that's
that
it for
then?
Me.
All right.
Yeah.
Jumping to Milwaukee, I really didn't have much on this side.
I think it all comes down to whether you think this game stays close or not.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the only guy that I really had any interest in was Grayson Allen, just because he's still starting, still playing over 30 minutes a night. So got a really good match with that shooting guard spot too. Brooklyn, as surprisingly, they give up the most points over the last 7 games to that opposing shooting guard spot. So he's probably the one guy that I don't mind taking some shots on.
Yeah, I didn't even mind taking some shots on Joe Ingles at 4K. On DraftKings. I mean, he's been playing pretty decent minutes lately. So 4K Joe Ingles, I don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, 4,600. Don't mind him either.
But if you think this game stays close, I have no problem rolling Giannis out here tonight. I mean, it's a good matchup. He's 11-9 on DraftKings, but I mean, which is crazy because he actually just came down $500 in price. So against Brooklyn 4 games ago, he put up almost 60. I really don't mind taking some shots at him and crossing my fingers and hoping his game stays close.
Yeah, he's 12,200 on FanDuel. Don't know how I feel about Giannis tonight, but
yeah, I mean, there could be a potential where he's not even playing the fourth. So it's a risk reward kind of thing here tonight. But Drew Holiday, 8,100. He came down $500 too. He'll be back here tonight, fresh off his night off. So another guy, like I said, this is really going to come down to all about whether you think this game stays close. Vegas does not think this game stays close. So if you want to go with them, then these starters may not even be playing in the fourth. But I do think maybe you catch them a little lower ownership and just, like I said, cross your fingers and hope these guys can keep up.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
But that's really it.
Yep, think that's going to do it for me too. So we can jump into the final game on the slate. Your late night hammer tipping off at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got the New York Knicks facing Sacramento Kings. Kings are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 239.5. That's actually the highest of the night. Injuries. You got Jalen Brunson questionable.
Yep, this is your only 10 o'clock game.
Yep, the only one. New York-Sacramento, it's actually a good one.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I mean, especially the New York side, you're getting a really good matchup here against Sacramento. But no, I'm with you. I kind of like this game. Needless to say, though, I'll let you start us.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm looking at the shooting guard spot here. You got Quentin Grimes down here, 4,600 on FanDuel. He's hit or miss. I mean, he can have a good game here and there. Don't mind taking some shots on him tonight, but you also got Josh Hart. 5,900, plays a lot of that shooting guard spot. He's played 32 or more minutes in his last three. I know he hasn't been phenomenal fantasy-wise, but part of me maybe would like Josh Hart a little more, but also don't mind $1,300 less with Grimes.
I mean, Go ahead. I said, here's the thing I'm figuring with Hart. I've noticed since R.J. Barrett has picked it up the last few games, Hart's shot attempts have even been down.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's just something where Barrett's playing so good and Hart's not really needing to do much. But, I mean, he's only been the most shot attempts he's taken in the last 4 games are 5. That's
crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. I mean, he was taking 8, 9, 6, 14 before all that. So $5,200 on DraftKings, though, I am willing to go back there again tonight. I mean, he's still been putting up at least 23 or more fantasy points in like the last 3 or 4 games. So if you can just get him with a few more shot attempts, he's maybe grab a couple more rebounds. I still don't mind that price tag of 5,200. And you brought up Quentin Grimes. He is only 3,700 on DraftKings. So if maybe it's his night tonight, I mean, he is without a doubt up and down, but did just put up 21 fantasy points against Charlotte. Complete duds 2 games before that, but then against Brooklyn put up almost 30. So he can also have those nights. I mean, if that shot's going in, he can easily beat that $3,700 price tag. So if you think it's one of those nights, I don't mind him.
Yeah. All I want to do was say the matchup just to back it up why I like the shooting guard spot so much. Sacramento, over the last 7, is giving up the 3rd most points, the 4th most assists, and the 2nd most threes to that shooting guard spot. So that's why I'm high on these two guys tonight.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't mind them.
Yeah. And gosh, man, Randall's got a great matchup too, but he's still 9,800. He's been a little more down as of late. I know he put up over 50 in that game against Miami, but I mean, he's put up 28, 44, 38, 36 in his last couple games. How you feeling about Julius Randle?
Well, there's only 3 guys tonight that are over 10K on the DraftKings slate. So I've got to imagine out of all of them, Randle's going to be your least owned.
Yeah.
So I do think he could be a good leverage play tonight if his ownership is down, because I imagine people are going to go more to either Giannis or Steph. But I'm with you. It like I said, it's a great matchup against his Sacramento team. So he's got the ceiling. 3 games ago, 63 fantasy points against Miami. So he can absolutely get there and beat that 10K price tag. So if you're looking for a lower-owned power forward tonight, I think he could be it.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Just want to hear your take on Julius Randle. And
go ahead.
Last guy I was just going to name, do you like any R.J. Barrett tonight? Because he's got a good matchup too.
Yeah, right now R.J. Barrett's on fire. So you know how I am. When these players are hot, I ride them. And R.J. Barrett's found his rhythm these last 2 games. I mean, so I think I'm going to go back there. I'm just going to keep playing. I mean, 7K, his price went up $1,700 on DraftKings, but he's put up at least 40 or more fantasy points in the last two. So he's paying off that price.
Have you seen what he's done in the one game against Sacramento this season?
I know he didn't. He put up like 57 fantasy points or something in 44 minutes. Yeah.
44 minutes.
That game had to go to overtime or something.
There's no way, because it was 112.99.
Oh, yeah. Although this is New York
we're talking about.
These guys will
not
play 40 minutes.
Not surprising if he plays 44 of a possible 48 minutes.
No, you're right. So that doesn't surprise me. No, either way, though, I mean, a massive price increase, but I'm willing to take a few shots on him. Like I said, maybe, though, if you think he has a bad night, maybe Hart's night gets a little better. So, dang, though, that's a major price increase.
What was he at before?
He was 5,300. Now he's 7K. Oh, one game.
I thought he was 6,300 before.
No, I just realized how much. I was thinking he was 6K too, and then I just realized he was 5,300.
That's absolutely insane.
That's crazy. What's he on FanDuel?
6,900 tonight. So I mean, it's about the same, but I still really like him.
I told you, DraftKings really priced up some of these guys. In a way, I kind of like it because they're not all. I mean, if RJ Barrett was still 5,500, everybody's going to be playing him tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But 7K makes you think.
Yeah. But I think that's going to do it for me for New York.
Yeah, I have one more guy, though. I really like Mitch Robinson here tonight, $5,600. He did go up $700 too, but $5,600 I still think is a little too cheap. Been playing big minutes, 32 against Charlotte, 44 against Boston, 33 against Miami. So he's clearly playing the minutes now. So I do not mind going back to him here, especially going up against Sabonis on the other side.
Yeah, like that on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, in the one matchup against Sacramento this year, he, in 19 minutes, put up almost 27 fantasy points.
Dang.
So, definitely, like I said, don't mind going back there, even with the price increase. And I will have you know, he only played that many many minutes because he did foul out.
Of course he did.
Fouled out in 19 minutes.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's actually been better as of late.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot better with the foul issues. But, yeah. I mean, you are going up against a bonus, so it is Mitch Robinson, and that's the risk you take when you play him. But I still don't mind that price at 56.
Hey, everything's a risk.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's fantasy.
Yep. That it for the Knicks then?
Yeah.
All right, jumping to Sacramento.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No, that's not it for the Knicks.
Point guards?
Yeah. We definitely got to talk about the point guards, because if Brunson sits here, I got no problem going back to Quickly. Quickly did get a price increase. He's 6,600, but I still don't mind it. This is a fantastic matchup against Sacramento, that point guard spot. So I don't mind going back there. I mean, against Boston, he put up 72 fantasy points. I know against Charlotte, he was a little underwhelming. Still took 16 field goal attempts, so just didn't make very many of them. But I don't mind going back there, even with the price increase.
All right.
And we still got to talk about Brunson. Do you like him if he plays?
If he plays at 8,700 on FanDuel, part of me wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, he's 84 on DraftKings, and I still don't think I'd mind that either if he's back starting and no restrictions. But odds are for New York, if he's starting, he's playing 35 to 40.
Well, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just felt like these were definitely two guys we needed to hit on.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. Just keep an eye on what happens with Brunson tonight.
Yep, but we can move on now.
All right, moving on to Sacramento. I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox should be back. I know they talked about hamstring, but I still think it was just really a rest day for his last game. But $9,400, this is, like I said, not as good a matchup for the Sacramento side, but it is De'Aaron Fox at 9,400, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year, playing upper 30s in minutes here. So I don't mind going there at $9,400.
De'Aaron Fox, right? That's what we were talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 9,500 on FanDuel, so don't mind that either.
Nope. And one of my favorite players, though, here tonight might be Harrison Barnes for
really
Sacramento.
Like him.
Yeah, fantastic matchup. I've been attacking that small forward spot. RJ Barrett's not very good, but $5,300 on DraftKings. His price stays about the same, so don't mind going there. You can play him small forward, power forward. Yeah, just a good matchup here tonight and still like the price.
Harrison Barnes was one of my favorite plays for Sacramento tonight. I mean, Over the last 15, New York has given up the most points to opposing small forwards, even over the last 7, too. So they're just consistently not very good at that small forward spot.
Yeah, and Harrison Barnes, like I said, for the most part,
picked it up a little bit.
Yeah, he's definitely picked it up a little bit. I mean, over the last 5, he's put up at least 26 or more fantasy points. So
he's at least
even
getting consistent.
Exactly. He even had a 48 fantasy point game in there against OKC. So
yeah,
don't mind it.
Yeah, there really wasn't too much else for me. I mean, guys like Kevin Huerter got bumped up to all the way to almost 7K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he got bumped up about $1,000 too on DraftKings. So the one guy, there's actually two guys, cheaper guys, I do think you can still take some shots on. Malik Monk is down to $4,400. He's been good.
Terrible.
He's been terrible, man. But I'm telling you, this guy can bust out of this slate and absolutely go for 30 fantasy points.
It's just crazy. He had that insane game against the Clippers. Then he's had his worst streak since then.
I know. But and that's what you're getting with Malik Monk. But I don't mind taking some shots just because his price has gotten down there so low. And then the last guy, I'm going to continue playing. Trey Lyles. Yep. $3,700, man. This guy's been balling coming off the bench. And even in limited minutes, only been playing about 19 minutes over the last few games, but still put up 26 in the last, 30 fantasy points before that, 24. Been playing fantastic, and he's only 3,700. You can play him at the power forward spot along with center. So I'm going to keep running him out there, man. They're trusting him coming off that bench, and he's playing fantastic right now.
That's great because FanDuel bumped him up to 5K.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. 3,700 to me is fantastic. 5K, yeah, that gives me pause.
No, that's great value for Trey Lyles on DraftKings. Oh. Any love for Sabonis tonight?
I do not like the matchup.
Not really feeling
here
it.
Here against New York, yeah, I'm not really feeling it either. But, I mean, in one game against him this year, he put up 41.5 fantasy points. That's not going to get it done. This is Sabonis. He has yet to put up under 50 fantasy points in the last 4.
Yeah.
So he is under 10K. He's $9,900 on DraftKings. So here again, if I land on him, I got no problems with it, but don't know that I'm going to run out to get him in my lineups.
Yeah, definitely agree. Not much else for me. Some of these guys are just a little too pricey on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
All right, that is all 6 games on the slate covered. Sorry if this one went a little longer. Definitely went in depth with these 6 games.
Well, that's the thing, man. When you got 6 games, you got to try to find a few of those pieces that, you know, maybe other people won't have as much, because unfortunately, I think you're going to have a lot of people with these Brooklyn guys tonight.
Yeah, just going to double check that we've got no one already listed out or anything. Looks like we are good. Yep. Looks like we're good as of right now. So keep an eye. Of course, I'll keep everyone updated on Twitter at 3andKeyPod with number 3andKeyPod with the injury reports tonight.
Sounds good. Yeah. Good luck, man. I think this is actually, besides the crap that Brooklyn wanted to pull, I still think this could be a pretty good slate here tonight.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. So. Thanks for listening, guys, and good luck.
Yep, best of luck to everyone listening. Of course, whatever platform you are listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. That's going to do it. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3 and the Key podcast.